Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. At the United Nations General Assembly, the Israeli Prime Minister revealed a secret nuclear site in Iran. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, addressing the United Nations General Assembly. He said Iran has another secret facility. Now, we reported a couple of months back they went in, the Israeli intelligence community went in, they went into the archive for the nuclear program of Iran, but now they're saying that Iran has a warehouse as such with materials and equipment that it could help them develop their nuclear weapon of mass destruction. What do we know?
He said that officials estimate it has about 15 containers that are full. He said, full of nuclear materials. He didn't specify them in detail, but centrifuges are thought to be among them and other things. A total of 300 tons of equipment, he said. But he's demanding that UN inspectors go and look at it. And that seems a very, very reasonable demand. According to the International Nuclear Accord, Iran is not supposed to be containing nuclear materials and hiding them away, and the inspectors are allowed to go and look, but there was no indication that the UN was going to respond to this request from Netanyahu, and in fact, the Iranians said it's rubbish, he's dreaming, this is all nonsense. We're not doing this. And, of course, the EU continues, Jimmy, to do business with Iran. European companies do. Next month, the oil sanctions from the United States go fully in place. But some of the European countries continue to do that business. So they're going to have to decide themselves, are they going to side with the U.S. or with Iran on this issue of sanctions? We'll see a lot happening in the next month on that.
David Dolan with the details on the Israeli Prime Minister's revelation of a secret nuclear site in Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. During his show-and-tell presentation at the United Nations General Assembly, the Israeli Prime Minister made it clear that Iran is breaking the Iranian nuclear deal. As well, he told the world that the European Union was ignoring the agreement and working with Iran as they continue to develop their nuclear weapon of mass destruction. These players, the European Union, infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7, and Iran, Ezekiel 38, 5, referred to there as Persia, are a part of an alignment of nations that will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. They are both now on the world stage and set to fulfill the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...